Hey, good evening, everyone. I'm going to call the Coburn Town Council workshop meeting for Monday, October 28, 2020, to order, 6:30 p.m. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins. Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum present, so we can proceed. First item on the agenda tonight is an opening prayer. Mr. Mooney, if you'll lead us in an opening prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you blessed us with, this beautiful fall weather that you're sending our way. I just want to thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather tonight as a town council and discuss the business and ongoing of our town. I ask that you just be with us, lead and guide our conversation, and I pray that it's pleasing and ongoing to you. I ask that you just be with our citizens and our employees, and that you will continue to keep everyone safe. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you all. First item on the agenda tonight is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, interested person in and around the town of Coburn. Rest that when you step forward, that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Anything for public expression?
Spirit of one, do that, or is he going to be put on the agenda?
You put them on the agenda. Okay, seeing no one step forward, I will close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It can be amended by majority vote. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I'd like to add the spearhead trail in reference to Ringling Park.
Okay, you want to do that before reports?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we add spearhead trails to the agenda. That would be before reports. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion second, any discussion? All those in favor of adding that to the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Are there any additional deletions or additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion second, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an agenda. First item on that agenda is, by golly, spearhead trails. Now, are you or your buddy going to present?
My buddy could present, that'd be better.
Oh, okay.
I guess I take one from you over here. First of all, thank you all for having come tonight. We did have a few updates before I get to presenting our stuff. We have reached out to Camp 18, and they are in the process of designing the logo for your guys' love sign. We talked about it a couple months ago. Due to COVID, they had to string back when they're allowing people to come in Camp 18, etc. But hopefully, again, by the end of the year, they should have a rough design to us. So I just give you a heads up, that one still works. So, on the other notes, as you can tell, my buddy is sitting there. As part of the grant that we applied for earlier this year in correlation to Ringling Park, we did receive part of it, which was a smoking post. So this is your guys' brand new smoking post from Keep Virginia Beautiful. They will be sending a sticker if you guys would like to slap it on there at a later date if you're welcome to. That'll be coming into contact with us about next week. Also, with that being said, I'd like to present a check. This is part of the funds for the night ride that was held on your guys' behalf for the park. So I'd like to present that now to the city, if anyone who would like to take that.
Sharon, you and Devontae on the committee.
Well, I guess. You want us to go get it? Or just give it to Devontae?
Of course, go get it.
Give it to them.
Do you want a picture moment?
Would you like one?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Usually when we get, yeah. Moment. We gotta get COVID safe here.
I understand.
We're getting behind you guys accepting.
Would be that over here for you?
Am I ready?
Yeah, you can sign.
Bill three, one, two, three.
Thank you all.
Thank you guys, let us have it.
I'm gonna go to the trailer.
As the other part of the night ride, in this case, that'd be that awesome, fantastic. That final red part, I think, is. We also did partner with Paul's and Wood. So the way it's today, we're gonna present the check to as well on behalf of both Greenhead and you guys for that guys through the night ride. That's not a problem. So I said you know about that one too as well. We know that there has been some conversations going back and forth in regards to the Mountain View Trail System. As you guys know, the Nature Conservatory at the time put in a grant to get everything reworked. We are starting to rework sections of the trail. We will be reworking 1 and 1A coming into town on the St. Paul side, and then 1 coming across here, across the hardtop. So it shouldn't affect standard streets when people are like putting it onto the trails, but just giving you a heads up if you guys see something out there, it's probably us. So, but I definitely want to thank you guys for the night ride, and we're looking forward to doing the one next year.
If you would, before you leave, I had a conversation with Sean, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and I think you were in and out of the office when I was there. Can you maybe update council on the ridership for the area this year versus last year?
I can tell you only for the quarter, I don't know the actual figures. I can tell you that over whenever COVID hit, we took a deep plunge. As everything else did. But when COVID bounced back, we were up over 50K in annual sales when we were projected to. And over the last months, I know that figure has grown. I don't believe we're at the 85 mark yet, but we've hit every single month consistently. We've had an influx of Tennessee riders, especially when happened with Corey shut down and they didn't have where to go. Mm-hmm. They flushed over from Kentucky and Tennessee into us. Again, I don't have those figures. Sean, again, what
I think Sean told me you guys had to almost double from last year, some of your numbers.
It wouldn't surprise me. I can go ask the person who manages the money, but
that's okay.
I don't think for sure on that one. But it is doing well enough that we're looking at the Coburn Home Center. So I don't know if Sean knows about that, but we will be trying to repave the section over there so it's in better condition than when we left it. And if everything goes well, our new permanent home will be at Coburn Home Center.
Awesome.
For the foreseeable future.
I like that.
Very good. He shies away from cameras.
You can set it outside before it belongs, I guess. Or does it need to have sand put in the bottom of it?
For instance, if you guys want to do sand or kitty litter, we have both. We can put it in there. It's just up to y'all.
It's whichever.
We're going to put it up.
Where did you guys plan on putting that?
Over at the park.
Okay. If you guys want to go ahead and handle that, that would be fine. Or if you want to give it to Jeff, whichever works for you guys.
We don't mind doing it.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys doing that.
Thank you.
We don't want you to get separated from your friend.
We'll name it Kyle.
All righty.
I may just get a name plate that says Kyle.
See you guys. Take care.
Bye.
See you later.
Okay, next item on the agenda is reports. First is the town manager report, Mr. Williams.
Work on. I'm glad to see Chris here. I feel like I'm so far behind on everything. You asked about the water.
Oh, how much?
Glasses full. The water.
I think I'm 6 feet away from you.
I know I'm far enough. I keep moving. Catch.
Right now, we're looking at $32,310.99. The most of that is prior to October the 23rd. I'm sorry, yeah, October 23rd. And it breaks it down in three different months. September was an additional $2,365. August, $1,095. And July was another $1,094. And added up together, it's $32,310. So people still have outstanding water / sewer bills.
Are they making payments along with?
Some are.
Do they have water?
The number is.
Did we cut them off for not making payment?
Yes, a lot of those are cut off.
And they just never did get water back?
I don't know.
Jimmy, one of the things that is.
They're still cut off?
One of the things in regard to that, I think you and I talked about it sometime in the past. I know that there's a group out of Coburn that has applied to the county for CARES money for helping these folks along. And I think when they did that, they were told that the Catholic Charities in Norton had already received funding for that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they've received somewhere in the neighborhood of about $75,000. So if that's indeed the case, and there's still funds available from them from COVID-19, and their local group does not get funding to help the citizens of Coburn, you might want to refer those folks over to the Catholic Charities.
I do. Every time somebody calls, of course, the majority of them wants to talk to me anyway, and I give them, we have like 3 points of money, and it's Catholic Charities, the Christ Center in Norton. There's two churches in Coburn that assist. So we give them the information. It's up to them to
do
lead it. Themselves to it. And it's pretty much the same folk. They call back again the next month for the same complaints. We tell them, but as far as them get up doing it.
Hopefully that word will go seep through, and that they will listen to what they're being told. And I mean, it's, you know, we've said time and time again, guys, there are folks that will never, ever dig themselves out of the hole that they're into without some help. And, you know, if there's help out there, I would strongly suggest that they take advantage of it.
And a lot of those, the addresses have changed, so we can't really contact them. You know, they moved on or whatever.
Do we still have the agreement in place with the PSA that we're exchanging information as far as who's on the cutoff list, who's not paid their bills and everything?
They call us periodically, but I don't know if we're on.
Well, there at one time, I was under the impression that they, you know, if we had somebody from that was signing on to PSA, they would ask.
And vice versa.
And then if the other way around, if they were moving in, we called them to see if they had an outstanding.
That probably was before you was in you know, the position you're in now.
I think so.
I'd follow up with Sherry and
okay.
Well, finally, sure.
Yeah, that was what Kathy, well, that was a year and a half, 2 years ago, wasn't it? It's a long time ago.
And then on the cutoffs, do you ever go back and cut them back on, Jimmy or Jeff? Have you turned any of those on?
Yeah, if they pay, then we go back and turn it back on.
Because I know a lot of people that's done it. They did it at my trailer at one time. It was in the wife's name, and then they came down and he...
It's tied to the residence from October.
Okay. Well, they changed them out to the point where y'all came and took the water meter out. And then I called HUD and told them. And then she got mad because she had to go hawk her jewelry to pay her water bill.
Or it still snows.
So, yeah. And then, you know...
Some instances, they have to have a lease to before they turn it on. But the apartments, right?
Right. Even the ones that lives over in the housing authority, they have a program themselves that they pay half, is it half of it, or three-fourths of it themselves. And then the tenants pays the other quarter.
Right.
So I mean, there's different avenues, they just have to seek it.
But they need to. Okay, thank you.
Maybe that should be a Cofield article. Not us put it in there for ourselves, but for all the people in the county.
I've had plans on talking to the county administrator to make sure that these two, there's two places, the Catholic Charities and the Crisis Center is one they've been funding. And if they still have money left to do that, I was going to try to post it on Facebook, but I'm not confirmed yet. The other thing is the Lincoln Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We did get the inspection. They did pass the bridge. However, the footbridge beside it is in close to being not safe. Actually, it's not safe to cross right now.
Kind of matches the sidewalk up the hill.
The structure underneath it that is
connected to the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Rusted through, not there anymore. I probably put it here, but they didn't. But this is the bridge inspection. If anybody wants to take a look at it.
Do we necessarily have to have the footbridge that goes across?
Not necessarily.
Because there's not a lot of traffic on there, and I know our sidewalk that's up on Lincoln Street, a goat would be about the only thing that could walk on it.
I haven't been up there in a while.
It's still...
That's the bridge that goes across the middle school.
It's the only bridge that we own.
You know where the park is in Montana?
Yes, yeah, so you can keep on going up the hill and go across there. That's where you want
to. Yeah. If you go up that hill, the sidewalk is sideways.
It is. That's fact.
It is. It's... The kids walk in the road.
So I can get someone come in and give an estimate for what might be cheaper to tear down or repair.
It's not going to be cheaper to tear down. Not if we got to build it back.
It's a lot of structure damage to that bridge.
That bridge's not that old. How old is that bridge, Chris? Do you know?
A little footbridge.
No, the bridge itself.
Oh, the bridge is good.
The bridge
yeah,
is
this
fine.
Is, they, it's just the foot. Bridge. The foot trail.
Is the foot trail not adjacent to, or,
it's right beside it.
But it's not attached to? Oh, okay.
I'd vote for just take it down.
It's probably different material too.
Probably just take it down. Is there a handrail? Okay.
The bridge goes across. It follows the actual Lincoln Street bridge.
But just taking it out.
Huh?
I'd just take it out.
You can ask.
Okay.
There's something else. So far, I've got a couple more things that I'm adding, and I'm doing some research on a couple other things, but right now I'm looking at turning in $6,128 to county administrator to our supplies.
How much?
Town, $6,128, and that's for our supplies, clean supplies, and so forth. We've got the police department, got about the town of public works. And I'm waiting for another order to come in, and once I get that invoice, then I'm going to pour all this up. I'm anticipating probably twice that.
Okay.
And I believe that's all I can recall at the moment.
OK. Okay, Jamie, if I'm not mistaken, one of the things that is covered with COVID-19 funds is the COVID-safe restrooms. This may be a very good opportunity to go into the restrooms here, restrooms at Town Hall, and upgrade those to a touchless restroom system, toilet, sinks, hand dryers, the whole nine yards. You know, I know that other localities have done that.
Right, and I'm glad you asked that, because that was back in my mind. I just let it linger a little bit.
Okay.
To do that, do you want to try to get our crew to do it, or do you want to try to get a outside source, i.e. like, you know, Bath Fitter, not particularly them, but right, somebody that sells the merchandise to install them?
I think basically our guys can do it. I mean, Jeff just turned his head straight down.
Like, I'm already stretched thin, and now you're wanting me to go into the toilet business.
Get a price both ways, but I mean, you know, that's something else that we need to make sure that is refundable, which I'm pretty confident that it is. One other thing that I've noticed, and it's kind of a lifelong pet peeve of mine, is to go into a restroom and you've got a door there that you've got to take the handle and open the door and all that good stuff. And I've noticed from being in a McDonald's 3 or 4 weeks ago, they're now making a plate that attaches to the bottom of the door that you just actually put your foot on and it opens the door for you. So let's check into those also.
You're getting really fancy, aren't you?
Of course.
Do you want that here and in Town Hall?
I think we do.
MEOC building? Everything we own?
MEOC is in the process of working with COVID-19 funding from another source.
Okay.
I had a conversation with Mike Hobrook 2 weeks ago, and they've been in contact with the emergency coordinator, Jessica, what's your last name, Sweeney? And they, meaning the county, is aware that Lay's is looking to go in and get Lay's ready to operate again. They've contacted ServPro. ServPro is going in and giving them a cost estimate on, you know, deep cleaning the building from top to bottom. And then also during that, they were going to work with another individual who is associated with ServPro and get some pricing on doing their restrooms also. So that's in the works.
So they're going to do those too?
Yeah, they're in the process. You know, it may be that where the, you know, we own the building, that it would end up being out of our proportion share of COVID funding, which, you know, it's a sizable chunk of change. So, I mean, you know, and I don't think that, you know, anyone would object to them using those funds to upgrade the building, particularly since we do own it. That's already in the works to answer your question.
Okay.
That includes the bathrooms and stuff up at the track and stuff?
No, but we can go look at that. The only problem we might get into that is where, you know, we maintain those, but it's owned by the school board. Belongs to the county.
That might be something to ask the county if they can do their COVID money to do that with.
Yeah.
Because they got their own.
Bathrooms.
What?
Can we redo the rally shack bathroom?
If they will qualify, yes.
That needs a new building.
Oh, tell me about it.
I don't know if we can get a new building out of it, but.
But I mean, you know, to upgrade the sinks and everything in there, again, to make it COVID friendly, you know, let's push for it.
If you can get a building,
get a building.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cheaper to buy a
building
than build something.
Problem. Okay, anything
else? Just questions. You ready? Why are you looking at me like that for?
Because I'm ready.
Because you think I got a list?
Oh, no.
It's not that big, not really. The picnic area. Heard anything from them? What's our goal there? Nothing? Waiting? Been sick? Been out of touch? I understand.
a refreshment.
Babylon's letter.
Forestry Service.
Oh, actually, I did talk to her. We were supposed to meet last week, and I called her and kind of told her what was going on, and we want to reschedule it. She's supposed to call me, or I'm going to contact her this week here to reschedule and actually we're going to clean it up a bit to go back and do another look around and stuff. And Jeff won't go up and do that.
Okay.
Flagpole lights.
Flagpole lights?
Flagpole.
Oh, flagpole lights. I got no emails back from that other company.
Have I?
What?
Hey?
I haven't got an email back from that other company.
Right.
But it's on my list to do.
Okay.
I did notice going through the other night.
It looked good.
Yeah.
With what we got.
With what we've got, it looked good. I mean, I know that Jeff just put a new bulb across the road.
Yeah, we put both of them lights is working right now. It just really need to come out at night and adjust them a little bit where one of them is like going up in the air and needs to go.
Yeah. But I agree with you, Jimmy. It looked really good the other night. I noticed the same thing.
Did it need any electrical work to it?
No, we sealed the cover on it. I think it was like getting water in it. And it was going
above. That's what it's got on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll still look at trying to get one quote and stuff like that. Light over. But it did look good.
It looked real good.
And that one light was up in the sky.
There was an airplane that was going by.
We'll have them come and tell us to turn off our lights.
He's that one night that he would run up our injustice one.
Scott's not here, but I don't know if you were doing it or he was doing it, the price between the RMS and the sun.
He has put it on my plate.
I thought that happened.
And I got half of it here and half's over here. And I was going to sit down and combine or go across the numbers because I think it's going to be cheaper if we stayed with the one they've got now versus the other. But I just have to put the numbers down.
Is there a large sum difference in how much we'll be paying to what we've been paying?
There will be. There's, I think it's $10,000 in initial setup, which, and that brings me to that grant does not apply toward the software program. There's nothing to do with that. That grant only buys 6 computers and whatever the number of overtime hours, I forget, 8. So if we go different software, that's going to be strictly out of our budget as of right now.
Okay.
They got like roughly 783 hours of overtime. And then the 6 computers.
But regardless, the RMS fee for us having all of those computers is going to go up, correct?
We went to buy separate licenses.
Right.
He was telling me that he thought that we had to buy 6 additional licenses. But the best way I can remember was the license is driven on the number of logins. If we don't have 6 people logged in at the same time, we don't need that many licenses.
So that's what I was thinking when I asked about it the last time.
Yeah, some software could have changed it, but I'm not aware of it, and I've not looked into it.
It's like screen time. You have Netflix, you pay for 2 screens, or Netflix, you pay for 4.
Same thing. And the licenses are more expensive with that, but that's why, because they don't limit you have the license assigned to you in order to operate. It's not like it's the actual logins, the number of logins.
So if you have 2 police officers working, you're only using 2.
Yep.
So, and at most, what, 3? 4?
I think we have 2 right now.
So.
Might be 3.
Just 2. Yes. I'll put that back on the list.
Yep.
We'll bring it up again. Let's see. save that for Chris. And I already talked to him about the front cross ties. So. Took you off of that. I talked to Chris before I came in. CIA meeting a number.
Yeah, I got a call from the treasurer today for CIA, Covering Improvement Association, before anybody flips out. And they are in the process of updating their folks that can sign on checks. And when they went to Miners Exchange Bank, which is, I guess, the same one we deal with, they were told that they needed permission from the town of Coburn in order to use their EIN number, and which they've been using for a long period of time. And miners needed a document from the town signed by two folks from the town, you know, saying that they are, you know, okay to use their EIN number. Something that needs to happen sooner, really, rather than later, because they're having a hard time when they do write a check, which is not often these days, but finding two people to sign that check's been kind of a problem.
And so, and that brings me to another topic. The other account that we were talking about starting, mm-hmm. if Scott was able to have that money, $50,000 put into the bank account,
mm-hmm.
we would have to go through, and everybody that has already signed, we have to go back through and redo every one of those signature sheets and everything again to open that one account up.
Mm-hmm. Every one of them?
Yep.
Just the ones that sign checks.
Right.
Yeah. But why can't we just
Because it's an addendum
document.
To what it is. Because
they have different paperwork now, and we have to do that resolution.
They like paper.
Well, we obviously need to get it done. So, you know, it may be that both of these, with this other one, may cause the same problem. You know, once you guys maybe get with Regina out there and see exactly what we need to do to open that
They're
account.
They're already on or have it, don't they?
CIA? They already do, but then they're changing the people that can sign on it. You know, they're taking a couple of people off.
And they're
adding
under
a couple of people. Yeah, they're under
tax number.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what they needed to have, was somebody tell them that it was okay for them to use that number. Okay. Does that need to just be them two say it, or did it catch it from council?
I think that it's, well, we can't vote tonight either way
no.
it goes. So, I mean, you know, if you guys can do
call Ron and ask her for sure.
Yeah, if you can do it without an official vote from council, that would be great. You know, and if we need to authorize it, we can do that at our, you know, next meeting.
Okay.
They've been struggling along for several months now, so I don't think it's going to be a, it's got to happen tomorrow deal. I can mark that one off my list. Additional questions?
Hmm? Marked yours off. I had it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I'm done.
I've got nothing else. Anyone else have questions? Hey, we may get out of here tonight in time. Is World Series going on tonight?
No.
No? Sadly, but no.
But there's a football game, isn't there, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
next item on the agenda is Public Works. Mr. Livingston.
Wait till he sees the list I have. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Good evening.
Oh, 14 pages.
Can I tell them about the new thing?
Huh? The new thing?
Can I tell them about the new thing?
Yeah.
Let's hear about it.
We got the new truck.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Dave drove it from Hansonville up to here, and he wishes now he didn't tell us about it because it's such a good truck, he's wanting it. he said it drove nice and did well.
It looked nice.
I saw nothing wrong with it. No troubles at all. And he's actually going over today and tomorrow while I'm working on trying to get tagged.
So now that's replacing which vehicle?
That old blue, what is that?
Mowing truck, but he used to haul mowers and stuff with it.
Yeah, that thing's right.
It's just running off of five cylinders anyway.
Is it a Ford pickup?
Yeah, it's a Ford, that blue Ford.
Yeah, it's an 8, so we got like three cylinders left.
Yeah.
So it's on his last day in Conway.
Well, that'll need to go to auction. Don't let it sit around and draw rust any more than it already is.
We got that one truck down there behind the police department. Then we're going to take this one down there too. Find a spot down there for it.
Let's go ahead and get those things auctioned off.
Yeah, and don't let them just keep sitting. Just go ahead and...
I know Lane Group needs a couple of good trucks.
We got some trucks for you.
What's good going down here, Chris? Hey, Chris, what's good going down here?
Everybody's looking for a good day.
As is, no worries, you know.
Is there any other stuff that we have laying around that needs to be gotten rid of? Have a garage sale and get rid of everything that you don't need.
We were actually going through the, which complex is that?
Complex B.
B today.
Is that the one over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, all that stuff in that back room back there?
Yeah, we're going through today, looking at everything and seeing what we need to do.
Get rid of.
Into the attic?
Jeff?
Yeah, I went up there.
How bad is it?
They got a lot of wood and stuff in there. We used to have that wood, making stuff up there. We used to cut stuff and make shelves and all that stuff. They got all that stuff up there. A bunch of wood, old refrigerators, old Christmas decorations, dead body refrigerator.
All that just needs to be pulled out and got rid of.
That stuff is good stuff. I mean,
if we don't need
all
it.
All the woodworking stuff?
Yeah, sell it. If we're not going to use it, we just need to go ahead and auction it off and sell it.
That's good. I mean it's good, like if we, somebody's down there working and had a good carpenter that's good for that, because that's what one of our employees was doing with it anyway.
At one time I saw like 3 miter saws back there. Chop saws. I mean, why do we need 3?
Why do we need one?
Well, I can understand it if we were building, building something, that we would need one.
It would benefit you all first.
Yeah, but there's a lathe, there's a...
Yeah, there's tons of stuff.
It's been over quite a while, it hasn't been touched. It's been collecting dust and everything.
So, yeah, I think that I mentioned that the last time we had an auction, that we should have gotten in that building. And that back room back there that's got all them bins of stuff, because we could be using that part of the building to store stuff.
One
if we had it open
on that building. He made reference tonight that Spearhead is looking at moving. And my understanding is that that's going to happen in the next 2.5 weeks.
So
they're actually
going to
be moving out of that building. See if everything goes as planned.
During winter time, we can put our excavator and stuff back in there, depending on the weather.
Yeah.
We got the CW's water jet, and it's got to be in a warm place during winter, so it won't freeze and crack the pipes and stuff on it. But that'd be a good place for that, put it in there too.
So we could take the pipes that's laying over there, the sewer pipe and stuff, water lines, and store it.
You go around and open that after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be moving towards having an auction to help pay for that new truck.
Well, first thing, thank y'all for getting it anyway. It's really a nice truck. I'm glad y'all okay to get it.
Well,
thank you for making the trip over there.
Yes, sir.
Devin Tay, by the way, did not like the red color of the truck, and look at what he's wearing tonight.
What was the first thing I said, Joe? What did I say?
Like red, but after you drove, you said, I could probably like it.
I have never liked a red car, red vehicles, never.
He texted me back right there and asked me, what's that? And I was going to text him back.
He told me he was going over Saturday, and I said, okay, that'd be good, we'll go look at it. I think that'll be 30 in the morning. He's calling me, telling me about it.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people looking at it, and Dave was over in, I think he was over in the Richlands, and he come back through, and he said they had a surrounded people around it looking at it.
That's what that guy told me the day I talked to him. He said he's got a lot of people looking at it.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's when I called you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what I got for Mike. There's one thing I was going to say. Over there at the farmer's market, I have a few people come and ask me, that All right, y'all cut another three trees down. Why don't y'all go and cut that other tree down too to make it look better over there? I'm in off and get with y'all and see if y'all want to leave it up or y'all want to take it out.
I mentioned taking it out when we took them out to begin with.
Yeah, what?
That last one long tree back there.
That's our cactus.
I personally, I like it for shade for people there.
That's the one at very back.
On the very back.
The one tree that wasn't passing away.
Yeah, it's like this, about four, five, six people right there. So uh-huh. Might as well just take it out. You took the rest of them out.
Were they being facetious about it or?
They're real nice about it, you know. I mean, they just think it looked better, you know, if you just go ahead and take it out.
What's that side of the building look like?
It's far enough away from the building back there that it's fine.
How about foliage on the building?
No. Yeah. You're talking about on the back side of the building?
Yeah.
I think it'd be all right. Okay.
Well, we're still trying to figure out what to put over those. Can we not build some plant? We got that new, those chop saws and that wood up there. Is any of it?
You gotta have people to.
To build boxes instead of buying the planters is build some boxes.
Wood boxes, how long is that gonna last?
In 10 years, you're gonna have the same problem you got in front of the depot.
You can buy that.
Talking about salt treated wood?
No, it's not even that. What's the new, the plastic?
Oh, that stuff is expensive.
Composite.
Well, it can't be any. How much for them flower pots?
Thousands.
Thousands of dollars for the flower pots.
I bet you the boards would cost you close to that. Those are expensive boards.
They are.
And you know better than
I think. No, I think it looks better if you take it out myself because it looks like. Looks good over now, except that one up. It looks better if you take it out.
You know what I feel about it.
Joe's for always cutting down trees.
Well, especially when they're close to quarters to people.
Come down with the warm trees on.
I don't have a problem with taking it out. I mean. And I understand about the shade. And maybe sometime in the future, those triangle wind cells that we could get some to put over the. Well, no, you don't do that either because then you cover up the marquee or the mural.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Down and out. I'm off.
It's not a voting session, so we can't say yes or no.
Okay, just whatever, just let me know.
Consensus wise, I'm fine.
I'll look
take
at
it out.
Okay.
I'm not.
So, do you think that really matters?
Well, this is what I got for tonight. Well, the lights right there, y'all.
Nice. I like
pretty
the lights.
Nice.
That. Wouldn't mind to have all of them.
That's what I'm getting ready to say.
Oh, mine's like a bright, Jeff.
Mine's like a bright here.
Sunglasses.
We'll wear a hat from now on, like this.
Oh, yeah.
Get me a visor. I might have one.
I can actually see the paper. I mean,
yeah,
I can
it's nice. Well, see, I would like to see it lit up like this all the way through. And I think that if you did that, those three light thingies right there could be probably taken out, that you wouldn't need them.
Are you talking about these right here?
Yeah, and just put a
cover
them up. Because if you put these all the way down through there, those are not going to be necessary.
Now
these are LEDs.
Yeah.
Well, those are LEDs back there too, I think. Those are soft white though back through there, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Now these are daylight.
I like the daylight.
Well, we went up there and took the beaver down out of the camera.
Again.
Yeah.
Can we just go ahead and trap him and get him done?
I went up there and checked on the beaver right there and he had to start putting it back up. I mean, we was down there almost in the creek with an excavator and we tore it all out.
Do you ever see them out?
I remember seeing pictures of somebody in an excavator up there one time, nose diving down in that beaver dam.
It was down in a pretty, well, in the creek. We got it all out, got it cleaned out. I hadn't seen them back up yet. We went and fixed the leak behind the apartments out there at Sheffield. We cut some trees from the curves that people couldn't see on Middle Street. Went and located sewer line on Crabwatch Road. Went and repaired a leak on Pond Street. Took and striped the parking lot at the town hall. Went and made a hookup on Jay Bird Branch. Did 175 work orders. And we cut the weeds out of sidewalk going up toward football field.
I'm gonna get you one of these.
On the sidewalk going up there.
Right.
Got the news that was on.
I'll get you one.
So I've got them.
I love them.
Dr. Field talked to you about putting water line.
He said, "You're doing it."
He said he had something about water line.
Sure.
I told him, whenever you get ready, just haul it. So I don't think you're gonna put it on this one side because it's gonna be pretty good ways around the water line.
Right.
I think you wanna come around the other way on the backside. And make it a hookup on the backside. So I got it.
Questions for Mr. Livingston? You're gonna get by easy tonight. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next item is Lane Group. Chris Mullins, do you have anything for open session? I know we got some stuff for closed session.
No.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Mullins before we move on?
Nothing new to report.
Okay. Thank you. Next item is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $35,181.71. The interim accounts payable were $13,899.38. October 13th, electronic regular meeting minutes will be distributed along with November 9th council packets. Our cash balance as of Friday, October 23rd, was $149,933.98. We had $69,687.82 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $35,181.71, leaving a balance of $45,064.45. Friday we had a deposit of $8,967, and today we had a deposit of $474.91 for a combined cash availability of $54,506.36. In your reports you'll find copies of the total cash availability report for the month of October current and the cash comparison report.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Mr. Sharp? Okay.
I want to go back to Jimmy just a second. I guess it's Jimmy, I don't know. The audio recordings for air.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the last time anything was put on there was August 12, 2019.
Yeah, we ended up having to get another storage, online storage for it, because the other one got too full. And we've done that, and I had some issues with it, and we were trying to work through it, and I haven't got back to it yet.
Okay.
Because I would like to see that done sometime.
I did change that part on the Facebook.
Like, I'll never see it again. I don't know where I've been.
And they don't have pictures yet on our town page. It says pending.
Yeah.
Pending.
Pending.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Okay. Any additional questions? Okay, thank you all. Next item's Police Department. I've just received a text a few minutes ago from Chief Brooks that he's in a meeting dealing with some issues. So he's not, he may be here later, I'm not really sure. Next item is Fire Department. Do we have anything from them?
No.
Okay. Next item is Attorney Report. Mr. Sturgis not with us tonight. He was tied up in traffic somewhere in the Carolinas. So I don't know of anything we have from him either, do you?
No.
Okay. It's got all that. We do have reason to go into closed session. So I'll make a motion we enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of town of Coben personnel, and 2.2-3711A8 since legal counsel is not here, but we do need some legal information passed on to counsel, so about specific legal matters. So that's a motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're in closed session. Thank you all.